Hi, I'm Ben McCormack, editor of squaremeal.co.uk, and this is Tio Pepe Tasters. Today I'm chatting with Cesar Garcia, group head chef at Iberica Restaurants, about Tio Pepe, the iconic Spanish fino.
With Tio Pepe, I will serve kind of an oily fish and like tuna. We cook with Tio Pepe nowadays in our restaurants. We have 2-3 different recipes. We use it and it works really well. Well, the sort of dishes we use it with is garlic prawns. When we saute, we add a bit of Tio Pepe. And then we do a cream of artichokes and we blend it with Tio Pepe. I think Tio Pepe is so popular, really easy to drink and really good value for money. And then it matches with a lot of different food.
How do you think Tio Pepe compares to other fino sherries?
Well, I think comparing Tio Pepe with other fino sherries, the first point is Tio Pepe is a benchmark in the market. And they've been trading for 170 years or 180 years, a long time. So I think they know what they're doing and they've been improving and working on that for a long time. The thing is, Tio Pepe is a drink, as I say, you have always your bottle on the fridge, really cold, and you need to drink it in a short period of time. So you can't have it for 7 days in the fridge, obviously. So you need to have maybe a good mate around to drink it with.
At home, what would you pair it with? And would that be different things to the restaurant?
Well, the thing is, at home sometimes you need, in my case, I need to be practiced because I don't spend that much time at home. So sometimes you arrive home late and maybe you want to have something light and something easy to go to the bed. So glass of Tio Pepe, maybe a nice salad with some smoked salmon in that case, or some avocado, as it's a good palate cleanser. And with the Tio Pepe matches really well.
Do you have a favourite dish in the restaurant to serve Tio Pepe with?
Well, I do have a favorite dish on the restaurant nowadays. In this new menu for autumn and winter, we get a confit sea trout, cook it in sous vide, so has all the fatty and all the gelatiness we are looking for. Then a cream of cauliflower, a gelatin stock of Iberico ham legs, which has a really nice flavor and goes really well with Tio Pepe, and then finish with a crispy kale and crispy ham. So all together and all this combination with the Tio Pepe goes really well.
Apart from your own restaurants, do you have any other favourite tapas restaurants?
Well, another favourite tapas restaurant I have in London is Eneco at One Alwich Hotel.
Do you think attitudes to Spanish cooking are changing in this country? Because traditionally it was always tapas and now you have restaurants like Eneco which are pushing the boundaries for British diners.
I think it's changing. Even I think tapas got into the gastronomy itself, because now a lot of different cultures are doing tapas style, and you read it even English tapas, Turkish tapas, Japanese tapas. But I think the customer nowadays, we feel more confident to show more things about Spain apart from the paella and the omelette, no? And I think definitely it's changing.
What are the key elements of Spanish food that people like, do you think? Why is Spanish food so popular?
I think one of the reasons is because at the end of the year, I think 16, 17 million of English people go to Spain and they've been doing that for years. And I think it's more the concept of the fun, different. Spain is so different from north to south, southwest to northwest. It's totally different. So that influence in the climate influence on the soil, in the animals, in the culture. So we have a big range of different food. And I think it's the way of tapas, of living we have. It's quite fun to eat.
Do you think as well, say with the world's 50 best restaurants and those very famous restaurants like El Bulli or Arzak, have they been a good thing for the reputation of Spanish food?
Obviously that influenced a lot. The ones who put us maybe on the good manners of the gastronomy, they put us on the world map, no?
And are there any of those elements from those restaurants or styles you try and incorporate at Iberica?
Well, the most important thing you try to incorporate is to do the things right and with passion, and these people is perfectionists, and all what they do is they start from there and then they continue, no? So I think they get us a good way to work, and nowadays we are a group of restaurants trying to do that.
I'm Ben from squaremeal.co.uk and today we're chatting with Cesar Garcia from Iberica. How did you get into cooking and becoming a chef?
Well, I got into cooking and becoming a chef because my family always liked the gastronomy a lot, and I have good chefs at home, not professional, but my grandmother, my uncle and my mother, they are really good chefs. And we always used to travel for food. I mean, if we need to go one weekend somewhere, it's because we wanted to try something in some area of Spain or something like that. And then I just wanted to study out of my home. I wanted to go to the uni and live the experience, no? So my mother offered me to go to Santiago Compostela.
Do you have a dish yourself that's a signature dish that's yours, maybe something you cook at home or maybe a signature dish in the restaurant that you're particularly proud of?
Well, at the end of the day, I do have some, but Iberica, I think, is a big company and a big human group in that case. And we have, obviously, my boss, Nacho Manzano, with his restaurant, his Michelin star restaurants back in Spain. And it's me doing sometimes, or in the past more, doing dishes. Now we have people focus on that, as Luis. And I think it's a bit, Iberica is a whole more than a individual, no? But we have some dishes really nice as the croquettes, so I think it's something out of this world.
So you have restaurants in London, Manchester, Leeds and Glasgow. Are there any plans for any more Ibericas around the country coming soon?
Yes, the plan is that. It's not nothing signed off or closed, but next year is going to be one in London, so it's going to be a good option.
What do you think of, I mean, London gets all the attention with restaurants, but how do you find operating restaurants out of London? Is there a good regional dining scene now in the UK?
Well, out of London, obviously some cities how they like, and they like to take the London influence and things like that. Maybe we can see Manchester with that. An important city on that, but it's so different, the style of customer, the style of living, the rhythm of the day, the speed up is totally different to London. I think London is a bubble and the rest is another world, is my feeling.
And do you have any favourite restaurants outside London?
Well, I have some. It's different styles, because some days you like to eat with your hands, another day maybe you want to go to a fine dining, things like that, no? But I went not so long ago to Heton, in the Yorkshire Dale, to a village, and the place is called the Angel Inn. And I really like it because it was a really authentic, old-style establishment, and who've been running for years with their local beer and things, and I really like that.
And apart from Spanish food, do you have any other favourite cuisines?
Yeah, a few years back was my best thing was Vietnamese, because was between, in Spain we didn't have that many options, and was between Japanese and Chinese for my understanding of what I've seen in Spain, and I really love it. But now I'm getting really into Indian. And in especially is one restaurant called Gunpowder in Spitalfields, who I really like it. Really like it.
And do any of those elements ever make it onto the Iberica menu, or is that still all very much Spanish?
No, Iberica is very much Spanish, and we are proud of so what we are showing. Obviously, you have some twist or some wing to another cultures, but mainly we are Spanish food.
Cheers. Okay. So would you, when you're having a glass of Tio Pepe, would you approach it as a wine, sort of swirl it around, give it a sniff?
Yeah, definitely. I will treat it as a white wine, because it's quite similar, the concept in terms of drinking and temperature and these things. And yeah, smell it, have a little taste. And when you think it's late, you can go as you like.
Thanks, Caesar. It's been lovely chatting with you. I'm Ben McCormack from squaremeal.co.uk. And if you'd like to find out more about Tio Pepe, visit tiopepe.co.uk.